Can I toss a spontaneous game on you real quick, Kelly?
Why not? You're going to anyway.
It's 99.7 DJX, you're right.
It's cute that you appeared to ask me, though.
Yeah. A little guess the sound, okay?
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Sure.
Okay. It is about 22 seconds long.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that like a video game? It sounds like a video game because it's kind of a cartoonish splat.
A little bit.
That sounds like a video game. What is that?
Is that your answer?
That's my final answer. Video game.
A video game. What would that video game be?
I don't know. I don't game. Something that involves long shots and splats and... I don't know.
I mean, it almost
sounds like a Grand Theft Auto kind of game.
Someone's getting pelted with something, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a paintball gun or something.
Something like meat. That's exactly what it is.
It's a video game?
No.
Oh, it is. People getting hit with meat?
The anniversary of the Kentucky Meat Shower is tomorrow.
The Kentucky Meat Shower?
Don't act like you've never heard of this before, because we've talked about it before. But
I might have blocked it out from drama, apparently.
150th anniversary of the Kentucky Meat Shower is literally tomorrow. And this is the video that Wave posted on their website. And
it's just,
it's a big steak that lands in front of this lady that's folding laundry outside or taking it off the line, right? And then she looks up and then gets pelted. With just a bunch of meat.
That would be jarring. That's not something you expect to come from
shoot.
The sky.
Yeah, well, this past weekend, there was a festival that took place in Owingsville, Kentucky, which honors the 150th anniversary of the Kentucky Meat Shower. It went down back in 1876.
What was the explanation for the meat shower?
It rained meat on this town. And I guess this woman, outside making soap, pelted with meat. And they think it was undigested venison from a flock of vultures that was passing overhead and just, like, dropped it.
I was going to say, because that wouldn't be an airplane dropping a load.
No. No.
Not that time period.
But I guess they've kept some of that meat in a jar.
Oh.
Remember when...
Like a museum display?
Yeah, remember when we had a listener by the name of Ribless Chrissy?
Sure.
She got that name because she was on the way... She had called us and she was on the way to have a rib removed. And so we dubbed her affectionately Ribless Chrissy. And then...
And she put it in a jar and came to show us.
Yeah, and then she put it in formaldehyde and came by and showed it to us. So this meat is much like Ribless Chrissy's meat.
Okay.
It's great. In a jar at Transylvania University there, right outside of, or right there in Lexington.
That should be studied. 100%.
You can visit it.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
And I bet a lot of people do. It's kind of like when we were driving past the Museum of Appalachia when we were on our way to my sister's in Charlotte one year.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, you know what? I feel like that's something we need to see.
Well, this
and you just kind of pull off the side of the road and you're like, huh.
Well, add this to the list of things that you're going to need to see. You're going to need to see the meat that fell out of the sky back in 1876. The time-honored tradition of the Kentucky meat shower.
Ah! I'd forgotten it so hard that that's like discovering it for the first time all over again.
See? There you go. Welcome. Welcome.
They should make a video game out of that. Dodge the meat falling from the sky. 1,000%. Doesn't it sound like, sounds exactly like a video game?
You know, that's kind of a video game that I play with my wife.
Okay. I don't think we need to go into that.
What, the logistics?
No, I don't think we need to go into that.
Of Dodge the Meat?
Let's just walk away. I'm going to Eeyore out of here. Nope.
Well, I guess it's time for me to go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Anybody have any good, hey, I got hit from the sky with something story?
That's what we're going to
I would love to hear those random stories of being hit with something from the sky. Maybe it's not meat, or maybe it is meat. Who knows?
Maybe it is meat.
Yeah, yeah. 502-795-1997 is our number.
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX. What have you been hit with from the sky?
Celebrating the meat shower?
Sure, the Kentucky meat shower, sure, right. When randomly in 1876, you get hit with some meat from the sky. It started raining meat. Brad said a slice of pepperoni pizza from an apartment balcony here in Louisville. I looked up, never found out what apartment it was from.
Oh, wow.
That's a random thing to toss out. I bet that feels very much like a sibling spat. Where sure. It's like, you know what? You got the last of the pepperoni pizza, and I wanted it, so no one's having it, and takes it and throws it out the window. You know?
Well, Samantha says, I wasn't hit by it, but while at Bass Pro Shop looking at the giant aquarium, a fish jumped out and landed right next to me.
Oh my gosh!
That's funny.
I didn't know. I thought those things were enclosed.
That's what I thought too.
Apparently not. All right, what fell from the sky and hit you?
Oh, Ashley, a random meatball at an outdoor wedding. I wasn't invited. I was just walking by, felt chosen by destiny and marinara.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Hit with a meatball?
Yes. Somehow a meatball got tossed.
Wow.
Not sure how.
All right.
Would love the story behind that.
Dave, a mysterious rubber duck. During a windy day downtown, no rain, no bathtub nearby, just a duck. That is random.
That's very random.
Random.
That is like, where did that come from?
Where did this come from, and why did it decide to hit me?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, Brandy, a single wig, long, blonde, flowing, parachuted off a party bus, wrapped around my arm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, someone lost their wig.
Snatched.
Off the party bus.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, talking about what fell from the sky and hit you. Alicia, a laminated headshot of a guy I've never seen in my life.
Was he cute?
That's funny, yeah. Drifted down a gust of wind downtown in Lexington a few years ago. Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you have to keep that.
I was going to say, that seems very serendipitous.
Sure.
If that is indeed... a cute guy, yeah. Gentleman, where you're like,
it would be an amazing meet cute story if they ended up meeting, dating, getting married. Oh my
right.
God, that's like a movie. Kevin, a pine cone the size of a toddler's head while hiking bounced off me and kept going.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, maybe thrown by a small woodland creature.
Sure.
And then we've got a bunch of people that are texting in like bird poop and stuff like that. Gina.
Or Mason from E-Town, same thing.
Yeah, what one-ups us and says, I got bombed by a bird, not pooped on, but a bird literally fell out of the sky and hit me on the shoulder, freaked me out.
Oh, yeah, that would freak me out, too.
Yeah, Christian actually just texted us, too, and said a whole bird fell into me once and just flew off.
Wow!
Birds. Birds can't be drunk!
Yeah, then maybe. Maybe they're just learning to fly or something, yeah. Or just like, having a bad day.
Yeah, or something. All right, good stories. It's 99.7 DJX.